Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, rookie tight end Richard Rodgers. Now, Richard, what was your favorite play from the Vikings game?
Probably the last play of the game.
Probably the last.
Good answer.
Your second favorite play?
Maybe the play where I blocked for Eddie to score.
Bingo. Okay, I thought, silly me, I thought he was going to say the touchdown catch. But I didn't know what a team guy he was. That was the play I wanted to talk to you about. Now, on that block you made for Eddie Lacy after the shovel pass, you're lined up wide right.
Right.
Basically, I mean, how are you going to be a factor in this play? You hustle down there, get your hat on Harrison Smith, a good defensive player, and it basically helped Eddie, last line of defense, get into the end zone. That had to feel pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, when the play happened, I didn't really know if I got a block on him or not because I kind of missed, so I wasn't sure if Eddie got into the end zone or if I actually blocked him, but I saw the play after, and I did get a block on him, and I was just glad that Eddie could get into the end zone.
Yeah, I watched it from both angles, and you nicked him off there and did more than nick him. You know, because your last year at Cal, you played kind of a wide receiver. People were wondering about the rough stuff and so forth. There was another instance this year in the Carolina game where you obliterated Roman Harper on a Randall Cobb catch and run. You remember that play?
Yes.
You kind of like this rough stuff, don't you?
Yeah, it's fun.
Let's get back to the main job. I don't know if it's the main job, but the receiving end of being a tight end. Now, how important is it for you to be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, when Aaron Rodgers is playing quarterback?
I think it's important for everyone to be where they're supposed to be. And really, if we all do our job, we can't really be stopped as an offense. And Aaron trusts us to be where we're supposed to be, just like you saw in that play. He barely, I don't even know if he saw me, but if he did, he barely saw me and threw it, and he expects me to be there. So we try to be in our spots when we're supposed to be there.
Speaking of the touchdown play, have you ever been the receiver in practice? Has he ever hit you on that?
I can't remember if he has or not. Usually the front side of the play is open, and the scout team doesn't really react like the actual defense does. So it's tough to get that throw in practice.
Now, as we can see, you're from Cal. Aaron Rodgers from Cal. Does he cut you any slack because you're from the same college team?
I don't think so. Not yet, at least.
Mike, how would you rate Richard's rookie season so far?
Well, I think it's getting better each week. He's a multi-dimensional tight end. Obviously, we ask our tight ends to do a lot. You know, there's displaced formations, blocking on the line of scrimmage, blocking from the backfield, check downs, obviously the vertical routes, the crossing routes, and so forth. So he's getting better each week.
All right, let's go out to Lance in the audience.
Thank you very much, Larry. First up, Sandra, you have a question for Richard.
Okay, so this is obviously a question everyone was thinking. What was going through your mind when the ball was coming your way? Like, when you were waiting and waiting and waiting, but, like, what was going through your mind?
The first thing I thought was don't drop it, and then the second thing I thought was should I catch it with my hands or should I let it get to my body? But I trusted my hands in the end and caught it, so thankfully I caught it.
Very thankfully so. All right, Baird has a question for Richard as well.
Hey, Rodgers to Rodgers, California to California. When's another Rodgers guy going to pick up a dinner tab for you?
I'm not sure. Hopefully soon. Hopefully.
You'd think he could do that at some point. All right. And Cassandra has a question for Richard as well.
Hey, so there's nine of us back there from North Carolina. So
okay.
By association, small Panthers fans. I'm just curious, how did it feel being able to play catch with your dad
it was
before
awesome.
That Panthers game?
That was awesome. Not a lot of people get that opportunity, and I'm just glad that I got the opportunity, and I'm glad that he got to share that moment as well. I mean, he probably never thought that would ever happen, so he was very excited about that, and I was too.
For those that don't know, Richard's dad is a special teams coach for the Panthers, so very special moment. Next up, Larry and Richard on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.